Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Okay, my best Rod Serling voice here. On the evening of September 1st, 1969, 10-year-old Tommy Warner was playing at a neighbor's house in the Berkshires in Massachusetts when mental telepathy told him to go home. Suddenly, all noises disappeared, and in an instant, a UFO dropped out of the sky and abducted Tommy. He was gone for 7 minutes before being put down in a UFO beam at the edge of his family's Warner homestead. Startlingly, just 2 weeks later, the UFO came back and Tommy was abducted a second time. His story was featured in a 2020 episode of Unsolved Mysteries and in Tom's autobiography, Beyond the Stars. He covers the events before and after the abductions and how this historic event affected him. The book is available now at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and it's going to be a major motion picture. Tom Warner joins us here on the National Defense. Tom, how are you?
Randy, it's a pleasure to be on the National Defense, and thank you all the service members out there that served our country and those who served. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that, Tom. And I was noticing this here at your age, 10 years old. You and I are almost exactly the same age, and right. I was trying to remember when I was 10 years old. And I can't remember being 10 years old, but then again, I wasn't abducted by aliens. what are your first memories of that abduction?
Well, the first time I had telepathy, I was 4 years old, and I was really startled by it. And I was up on Lake Champlain, and I heard this little girl's voice, and my head snapped back. I'm looking around like, where is that coming from?
Right.
I'm hearing it. And my actual parents started looking at me strangely. And it's actually in a scene in the movie. And then it just kept going on. But what people don't realize and wasn't talked about was at 4 years old, there was an attempted abduction of me at four. And I had near-death experiences after that. And so then it calmed down for maybe certain years. But leading up to 1969, just 2 weeks prior to this incident, we were on Lake Champlain, and my father had this. He started telling us stories about UFOs. As kids, we had to run, and my father always told funny stories, and he scared the hell out of us.
Yeah.
I looked at my brother. I looked at my brother. I said, "What the hell's a UFO?" He says, "It's one of those things that flies in the sky. Don't worry about it, Tommy." You know?
Well,
I'm like, "Duh, don't worry about it, Tommy. This is my brother, Bo." You know, so 2 weeks later, here we are. Labor Day weekend was hot. I mean, it was hot that week, distinctively. And we went swimming. And I said to my mother, "I'm going next door to my friends, Debbie's, the Shaws." And I called her for a while. I said, "Let's listen to records." Now I got to tell you, so I had the Safaris Wipeout on, and then I danced and laughed, and I put another record on. I think it might have been like Twist and Shout or something like that. And all of a sudden, I'm like something drew me to the window, and she goes, "Are we drawing?" "No." And then I looked out, and I hear this voice in my head. It says, "You have to go home now." And I'm like, "You can hear me?" And a telepathy back. "Yes, go home now." And I said to Debbie, I said, I have to go home now. I mean, really panicked, dude. Really panicked, you know? And she goes, "Why is your mother calling you?" I said, "I don't know. Maybe it's God talking to me from those clouds."
Right,
now,
right.
If you think God is talking to you from a cloud, you know, you want to go home fast, you know, because that's just it, you know? And I bolted, and I was a fast kid. I ran across the drive. And just as I hit the other side of the drive, everything went in slow motion and all the sounds disappeared. The September crickets were loud, and all of a sudden everything just no noise.
Wow.
And it's like I was in slow motion, and I got this sense that something was off to my left. I turned, a UFO at all one motion, UFO dropped out of the sky, beam came on me, my hands jerked back. And you know how when you're underwater, you come up in that first gasp for air, you go that?
Yeah.
When my hand, I went, my hands jerked back, pow, I was on a UFO instantly.
Wow. We're talking to Tom Warner here on the National Defense, abducted by a UFO twice.
And
so now, Tom, after that, so you're on the UFO, then what? What happens?
Well, I saw different kids, which the most interesting thing about this is
different kids.
Yes, there was like a wall, and there was kids. The first two are so bloody screaming, And the next one, all of a sudden, she screamed. I turned to my left. That's when I saw Melanie, who was on Unsolved Mysteries, and she screamed in back at you, and an alien put its hand, his hand, whatever, on my shoulder.
Mm.
So yeah,
did you know any of these other kids?
I do now.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah, now.
Well, no, because some of them would come forward. The first one we're in communication with. The second one doesn't want to talk about. The third one talked to me extensively about it. And the fourth one just came forward on this one about a month ago.
And did you get a sense, Tommy, of what they wanted with you?
I'm a messenger, and that's why I'm doing the movie. I can't.
Okay.
The first question someone said, what's the message? Oh, well, let me read it on page 4. No,
right.
It's complicated. That's why I wrote almost 115 page screenplays to try to explain all this, because you can't do it in an interview. You have to tell the whole entire story,
right.
And we have a great team on board. We got Michelle Joyner on as helping me write, who's been in Cliffhanger. Nicole Cox, wife of Brian Cox, is the director.
Sure.
And we got Bill Pettit Films out of Atlanta, Georgia, who's teamed up with me on this project, and Josh Kessler, who was on Netflix, and the line producer, John Duffy, and of course, my son, Dan, who's helped me the entire process. So we got a good team in place. So
that is so cool.
We're gaining rapidly, as they say.
Well, when I first heard about this story, Tom, of course, I did what everybody else does. I went to the internet and, tried to find where everybody's debunked this story. Not only could I not find that, but so many articles that uphold the story. And there was even a monument that was erected, I guess, in that town, kind of commemorating this, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, he pushed that a bit. The other person, my wife says, you're not putting anything on our lawn.
Yeah.
Honey, I don't want to. That's
right.
Good. I'm going to do a movie. I'm forget it, But I get approached by people every single day, no matter where I go.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got a very unique story. Did you ever try to figure out anything about the date, 9/1/69? Was there anything attached to that?
Well, actually, that's very interesting, because I was told by another neighbor in 1966, on September 1st, 1966, showed up, right? And the UFO went from here on September 1st, 1969, all the way up to Lake Champlain, where I was. Right. So then I started looking at Project Blue Book, and 1966 on the same day, Project Blue Book, Willsboro Point, that's where we stayed.
Wow.
So it went back to two places exactly 3 years apart to the day.
And, this could not come out at a better time in history, because right now, and especially with the military, I mean, there's a lot of concentration on UFOs and looking into this stuff.
Oh, I agree completely. And you have to, in my book and in the movie, we talk about an Air Force pilot who had a lock on a UFO.
Oh, wow.
And
I can't wait. I am just, that's all I'm going to think about now. Tom.
Yeah. You know what they say?
Can I just talk to you all day?
Boys.
Can I just talk to you?
Yeah, you could. Well, I got to get into the next interview.
I know. Tom, thank you.
But I can come back. I'll come back. I'll interview. If you want to even do like an hour long interview,
yes.
You can come. You can hook it up. Okay.
I would love it, Tom.
And Michael will give you the information, and I'll gladly do an extensive interview if you like. Okay.
Tom, thank you so much, man.
Because you guys do so good for the vets.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And God bless you all.
And God bless you. Best of luck with the book and the movie. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.